Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Blake Nelson, Executive Vice President of the Maine and Jew Association. Back with Blake in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Performance Beef is a comprehensive technology solution, integrating feed, financial, and health information into one easy-to-use platform. Hear how it's helped Chris Urbanczyk manage health data on his cattle operation.
Just keeping track of the drugs instantaneous. Guys finish at the shoot, I can look it up at the office. Or if I'm at the house, I can look it up without having to call three people. I can see what cattle were doctored, if there was too many out of one pen, what's going on. We just got to be smarter with what we have.
Performance Beef helps Chris record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the shoot. The mobile app also makes it easy to quickly log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Record data in real time with Performance Beef. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo and see how it can help simplify your business.
Blake Nelson has been the Executive Vice President of the American Maine and Jew Association since 2015, and our own Casey Shepherd caught up with him at Cattlemen's Congress earlier this week on a Facebook Live broadcast, Blake talking about how Maine and Jew fits into the overall beef industry.
So we, too, are predominantly black-hided now, so that has been, in a way, it's nice. Some things that we're kind of noted for, if particularly folks that feed out cattle. If you're wanting to increase ribeye area and your overall yields and have less waste, our bulls can really do that. And we've always been noted as a muscle breed, But our breeders have done such a good job, we actually have enhanced the maternal capabilities. We have a program now called Maine Angus where we take the power of the Maine with the maternal and the Angus, put them together, and you've got an ideal beef animal.
Talk a little bit about temperament, because that becomes
that's huge.
That becomes pretty important when one jumps on you and get you on the fence.
No, without a doubt. I grew up with Brangus cattle, so I know what that's about. So that would definitely be one of our strong points.
Yeah.
They are very mild manner. You probably remember the reds were extremely chill. Even when we have made them black, we still are known for docility. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons our junior program is highly successful. We have extremely large junior nationals. I think our cattle are just pretty quiet in general.
Well, let's talk a little bit about maternal instincts of Maines. Are they good mamas?
They are good mamas. You know, they're probably not as heavy milking as some other breeds. Mm-hmm. But in terms of udder type and quality and longevity, they're extremely strong. Those cows can really, really produce for many years. They can survive under harsh conditions. Our breeders have done a nice job bringing that along throughout the years and really making them a versatile breed.
That's what you're looking for,
right,
when you're trying to build a herd. What else does Maine have coming up for 2022? What's some exciting things you can talk about for that?
We have some events at Denver, powering the pen cell out there. And then we roll right in our national show, and our national meetings and show is down at Fort Worth Stock Show. So,
and I'm sure you guys have kind of been feeling the pressure of understaffed and not being able to get out, just kind of like everybody else. What are some ways that you guys have found, like through the pandemic, that you can still get out and reach out and touch your members?
Well, just like what we're doing now, you know, social media and any type of media has been huge. We have found, even with board meetings, Zoom meetings, things like that have helped. We were still pretty fortunate, even with COVID. You know, our field staff could still go visit the ranchers that were comfortable.
Sure.
And we still made a point to go see them. So we were pretty lucky from that standpoint.
Well, now Tyler mentioned you were one of the integral portions that helped us get this going. So talk a little bit about that process.
So, you know, when we got the announcement that National Western was not going to happen last year, as the Maine and Jew breed goes, one of our largest bull sales is always in conjunction with that show. And it really is the premier sale for so many of our breeders. And not so much the exhibiting of the cattle, but it's like I've got to find an opportunity for them to market cattle.
Right.
And so I just sat down with Lindsay Brook, our show coordinator there at the office, and we started brainstorming facilities and also maybe user-friendly states last year with COVID and all that might come about. And we went through three or four, and I'm like, you know, heck, that facility I grew up showing in at State Fair, you know, and the Oklahoma Youth Expo, is big enough to host it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, from that step, I called Blaine Arthur first, a good friend. We all know Blaine, and just threw that at her to see what she thought might be, you know, the governor's thoughts on it. And she's like, maybe you got something here. I immediately called Tyler, and he got me hooked up with the state fairgrounds people to see it dates. And really from there, Tyler got a hold of Gerald, Jennifer Callahan, Mr. Funk, Miles Shout, kind of that crew at Express. We all got on a big call, and they really took the ball and ran from it. I think we all had the initial thought. I just kind of got that ball rolling a little bit.
Executive Vice President of the American Maine and Jew Association, Blake Nelson, visiting with our own Casey Shepherd at Cattlemen's Congress at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022, at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.